This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
For those of you just joining us, my name is Matt Hotchkirk and we're broadcasting live from the Disney Wonder. 7 o'clock in the morning, I was too excited to sleep anymore. I just had to get up and we're here. And the weather has been overcast, but you know what? It hasn't rained yet, knock on wood. And, you know, it's warm enough to be outside and, you know, not have to bring, you know, your winter jackets by any means. So it's a nice Florida day. So we're having a great time over here. And we're glad that so many of you have decided to join us already for this live show already. You know, we got a lot of live stuff planned for the next few days. I mean, we have the live right now. But tomorrow is actually a lot of live stuff. We're going to be broadcasting live at 2 p.m., right, Mike? Yeah, 2 p.m. at Starbucks, Nassau, Bahamas. So that'll be 2 o'clock Eastern time. We should be broadcasting next live. And that's going to be our next live event that'll be on the schedule. And we've got a lot of other live events. All of it can be found at www.today.com/reunion. Musical. I feel like I'm at the studios now with High School Musical playing. And standing to my right is Becky Mankin, the proprietor, chief, boss, Becky Primetime Mankin. Welcome to the show, Becky.
Hi, Matt.
Now, of course, if you haven't been following, be sure to check out the 2009 Twitter. It's 09 Reunion. And we've had a lot of fun on there. You guys have already had a little surprise for me. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, Matt, you know that any good event is only as good as its logo. And we kind of realized that we were missing a logo a couple of weeks ago when we were looking for something to really embody the spirit of the reunion. Which, of course, the reunion to us is bringing together a couple of different entities, such as WDW Today. Woo! Wait a minute. The important part. There we go. And MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So we decided that we kind of, in the spirit of the tent event, of which, you know, you really enjoy laying on the ground,
great.
And I can't exactly figure that part out. But I kind of like my tent event a little bit better. But anyway, we commissioned a little bit of art, which shows a picture of the four of us, meaning Newell, yourself, myself, and Annette, on board the Disney Cruise Line ship.
And
we're all happily cruising on the Disney
and
Cruise Line ship. And Annette and I are Annette and I are holding you by your ankles and dipping you in the water. But that's just another story for another time, right?
Of course. If you want to see the picture, go to the reunion Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/09reunion. If you're not already following us on there, you can see the photo that Becky is referring to. It's a very nice logo.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably put that up on Cafe Press for people to
wonderful.
Buy the t-shirts.
Yeah. Wonderful. That's
I mean,
great.
For charity. Why not, Matt? I think it's great. And by the way, the logo's on both the front and the back, so people can see you upside down coming and going. What? Oh, yes, Chris. Our good buddy Chris, of course, who we had commissioned to do the art, turned this around in a matter of hours. So he must have already had it in his brain about what you would look at like hanging upside down.
Well, I'm really... thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I don't know what to say, how again, I can express my gratitude.
In the spirit of a good partnership between your company and my company, you know, that's the least I could do.
Mike, did you hear that? My company.
Okay. The four of you's company and my company. How about that?
Okay. Very good. And, you know, we're getting things started off here. We have a lot of people over here on deck. We're on, as I mentioned before, we're on deck 10. And we have a lot of different people over here who are enjoying their time. It's great that we have so many people that are able to stop by and, you know, share the experience together. It's not just, you know, well, if we see you, we'll see you kind of a thing.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of the wonderful thing about doing both the cruise and the land is that we're able to put together some really cool meets that allows us to all get together, but without a schedule that makes us go a little crazy. We can meet up here. We can say hi. We can reconnect to the friends we haven't seen, some of us in a year or two, and have a drink and... you know, cheer ourselves off on as we're sailing out into the beautiful, where are we? In the Atlantic. We're going through the Atlantic first. But it's great to see all these faces and a lot of friendly, familiar faces that all of us know and love, and I can't wait to just kind of sit down and have a good time.
Absolutely. It's great to be back here again once more. This is the third year that WW Today has been part of this sort of activity where we go on to the Caribbean on Disney Cruise Line before we head to Walt Disney World and It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that we get to see so many people that are here and part of the fun. So it really makes a you know, it makes a big deal.
Yeah.
So we're happy. You want to- Yeah, Stephanie, come here. We have one of our devoted listeners here, Stephanie.
Hello.
How are you?
I am phenomenal.
Stephanie, how many cruises is this for you here in the month of December here, typically?
Well, this is my second December cruise,
okay.
My fourth Disney cruise, and my sixth all-over cruise.
So this would be pretty excited about this trip and everything?
Very much. I've been planning it for a year.
That's great. You know, I was just telling Becky, you know, it's so great that we have everyone who's over here. We see each other all the time. We get to celebrate, spend time together
at
doing these kinds of things. And, you know, have these kind of meets and be able to spend time. You know, it makes it a lot more interesting. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does. And it's so exciting to meet all the people that you see all the time. It's wonderful.
That's great.
In the real life.
That's right. That's right.
Real life. You get to see them, touch them, and feel them, and hug them.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Stephanie. Enjoy the rest of your cruise. I'm sure we'll see you again very soon.
No kidding.
I want to see up right now.
All right. Have fun. Enjoy up.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of the things you can do on the cruise ship is they have a full movie theater over here. You can see a lot of different movies. Up is one of them that's being shown right now. Oh, yeah, it's right on the side. Well, one of our listeners, I believe Vance Cope, said he was going to be waving to us from the port over there. I don't know. Yeah. One thing, Becky's going to go check it out. But it's great. I mean, we're really excited that Reunion 2009 has begun.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're going to go check out the other side. You know, one of the things that we saw already, go this way, it'd be easier, we saw some dolphins over the side of the ship, which was kind of cool. And Mike, you saw them in the muster drill. We can cut over here. This
yeah.
So you're still in Florida, but it's pretty cool that, you know, you get to see the dolphins. And what we're doing is we're walking over to the other side of the ship because we're going to go wave to all the people that are over there. There's a bunch of locals who wave to all the cruisers who pass by. It's kind of a nice little semi-tradition, I guess, if you want to call it that. And it's a beautiful night out. Good temperatures, not cold, not hot. So,
I don't see people yet.
Yeah, I think the park comes up closer when we come. Now, right now, all we're seeing is a factory.
Let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back. But, yeah, no, a lot of, you know, it's very exciting for us to be able to do this once more, and we're glad that you were able to take part in this and join us online as we broadcast a lot of the activities that we're doing over here. So the sail away party is kind of wrapped up over here. You know, it's kind of this thing where, if you've never been before, Disney has the cast members, they dance with the kids and play a lot of music, and it's, you know, to commemorate the beginning of the cruise. And, you know, I think everyone's obviously very, very excited. This is, you know, a lot of fun, yeah? And, you know, it's definitely one of those things that really gets things off on the right foot. We're now, you know, from here on out, it's all cruise, all vacation, and no scopa. That's right, no old people to hold us back. So we're pretty excited. But now we're going to try to get a hold of Fred Block of Magic Meats, who's over here with his two lovely daughters. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? What's up, guys?
And Fred, you're here with your two daughters.
Yes, I am.
Hi. Say your names.
Julia.
Julia.
Haley.
Haley. Are you girls excited for the cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the cruise?
The kid room.
The kids room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Haley, what's your favorite part of the cruise? Do you like the kids room also? Yeah, you like the kids room? Yes.
For all those that couldn't hear the nod.
That's right. Now, Fred, you're doing something a little different this year. You're staying in a nicer, in a nice one-bedroom suite.
Yes.
How's that working out so far?
Oh, amazing, actually. A couple of things that we did is we splurged for the one-bedroom suite, and that gave us concierge access, too. So we're noticing this is my fifth cruise on the Wonder, and I'm noticing now that there's a big difference between going from, you know, one category to the other. It's really interesting, really great.
That's great. Well, we'd like to, as we go on through the cruise, we'll talk to you more about it after you have spent a couple of days there. We can talk about your experiences over there. But so far, things have been going well, and pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah. I'm really happy. You know, it's. I got my family. You know, most importantly, I got my family. You know, we're really happy. We're doing another vacation, but nothing beats having friends. You know, and it's really cool. And when we get on board and we start seeing everybody again, you know, I'm really psyched. I'm looking forward to spending some time.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to is tomorrow night. You got Monday Night Football.
Uh-oh.
And it,
I remember that.
Yeah, you know.
The old Stogie, baby.
That's a great meeting. That, you know, that's one of the things we like to do over there. So this is, you know, it's traditions that we have over here. And certainly this evening after dinner, we will get together as, you know, friends and enjoy some company, which will be fun.
There are some chairs with our names on it that I cannot wait to sit in.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time, Fred.
No problem.
And enjoy your time with your girls.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, we're going to start over here. And you can tell a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement for everything that we're doing over here. And I don't know. Mike, what are you most looking forward to on this cruise?
I'm not sure. I think mostly seeing all my old friends again. That's really what I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. It's always, you know, a lot of fun to be able to do these kinds of things. And, you know, it's the best part. The whole cruise is ahead of us. Just getting started over here, you know, it makes a big deal. So we're excited about this. Yeah, exactly. Spent all this time planning it and, you know, Lots of fun to be sure. But I'm surprised, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm glad to see so many of our, you know, listeners and people here. You can tell that people are wearing these red Reunion 2009 lanyards, so it's kind of easy to stick out a little bit. Let me go over the schedule of events while we've got you over here, so we can get an idea. I mentioned before tomorrow is 2 o'clock. We're gonna have a live event. And that's going to be involving a live show in Nassau. Nassau is the next stop tomorrow, by the way. There is, following that on day four, so that's Wednesday. Yeah, day four. Right, so you're going to skip a day. So Tuesday, nothing live going on. But if there nothing planned.
Right.
The thing to keep in mind is if we do have something that we are going to be doing, like right now, we had just before this show at 5 o'clock here on the sailway, we tweeted that we were going to go live, even though it was on schedule. But regardless, we'll be tweeting anytime we are going to be going live to our 09 Reunion Twitter account. Wednesday at 1:30 will be Who Wants to Earn the Ears game show. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have a town hall meeting that'll be live. So a lot of fun stuff planned over here so far.
Probably the nighttime live shows, too.
What's that?
The nighttime live shows.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think what we'll be doing is we'll be broadcasting at about 6 o'clock. Probably not tonight because I think this will pretty much be our show now that I think about it, right? Yeah, we'll figure it out. But regardless, tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, tomorrow's Monday. I'm not going to work tomorrow. Tuesday, Wednesday, and you can hear the siren. The ship's whistle over there, very unique sound. So again, 6 o'clock, you know, you can bet on something going on over there. This thing's hard to get back in my little pouch here. So joining us over here now, finally, after back from work, is the fabulous Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, great. And we're now at sea, and I'm just getting here. Better late than never.
That's right. And we're another event has begun over here. And
it's over. I missed it. Duty called.
That's right. Now, why don't you tell her, where are we eating tonight, Annette?
We are eating at Triton's tonight, so everybody's got to dress up.
It's my favorite restaurant of all the ones to eat at. I like the elegance of it, Annette. It's okay. Yeah. No, Triton's is my favorite. I like the elegance of it. I like the decor of it. So it's definitely the one I'm looking forward to the most, and I'm glad that, you know, get the first night. It kind of, you know, tops things off very nicely for us over here. One thing that we will be doing for the upcoming shows, especially the Who Wants to Earn Their Ears, for the town hall and other live events, is we're going to open up the chat room. I don't think right now I posted the link to the chat room, so you really can't get in there unless you knew the link to it. But we will be posting that for future events, so that way you can get in there, and also we'll be taking your questions and things like that. Tomorrow, though, we will be planning on taking your phone calls if the internet cooperates. This will be on land, and we'll have a normal internet connection theoretically. We should be able to be taking your phone call. So we'll be announcing that on the air, so don't worry about that. And if not, we'll have a means through the chat room to do it. But it should be a lot of fun. And we're really excited. So I'm really looking forward to a very fun and interesting night over here. Cruise. Yeah, let me get him on first. See, this is what Scope is good for. He goes and wrangles them, and then we bring him in here. Can we get Dave? If he wants to. But you know, Mike, some of us, you know, we go on these cruises. We're trying to get someone on. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Now, I will say, I was just telling Mike, you know, some of us, you know, we save all year. We cut out dinner every couple weeks, maybe, you know, eat at home, eat some leftovers. But you were fortunate enough, very fortunate, and I am very jealous that you were able to get here for free because you won this cruise. Tell our listeners about how you won this cruise.
Well, I'm going to actually defer to my wife because she officially won the cruise. I'm her guest. She loves telling this story because it's a very wonderful, beautiful story about two wonderful women. So
yeah, well, we won the cruise at Magic Meats. Originally, Deb Wills won, and she so unselfishly gave up her cruise to, she wanted somebody who never, hoping that somebody who never went on a cruise. And then they picked another number and nobody claimed it. And then I said to the lady sitting next to me, I don't even remember her name, but somebody I met at Magic Meets, I said, gee, whoever wins this must really deserve it. And then, this is the truth, I said a quick prayer up to God, and I said, God, I know in the scheme of things it doesn't really matter, but it sure would be nice. I swear to God. And then my number was called. I could not believe it. And you know how people win on TV, you see them, they scream and they cry? Well, guess who did that? Me. Because somebody videotaped it, we saw it, and I'm like, oh, crying like a baby. You know? But we're so grateful. We're so grateful.
So this is your first cruise at all?
Yes. First cruise ever.
Okay. So what do you guys think so far?
Oh, wonderful.
I think I'm going to run out of adjectives in 4 days.
At least adjectives that we can say on the show.
This is Disney, right?
Disney adjectives.
That's right.
It's amazing, fantastic.
Now, can I ask why you guys never took a cruise before?
No, you may not. No.
We just thought the cost was so, we didn't really look into it, but I just thought it was just maybe unaffordable.
You know, our kids are now 19 and 22, and we always concentrated on going to the parks. And just last year, we took kind of like our kind of last year trip with them because our daughter graduated. Anyways, and so we never thought about doing a cruise with the family, you
right.
know. And now that they're grown and on their own, kind of, you know, we can do more adult things, and I'm afraid that after this one, we'll be scrimping meals and all that kind of stuff.
Welcome to the club.
Because I have a feeling this is going to be another obsession that we're going to have to feed in these cruises. This is
absolutely
wonderful.
And of course, you know, for those of you just joining us, my name is Matt Hotchberg, and we're broadcasting live from the Disney Wonder here on the beginning of Reunion 2009, and we have here with me the winners of a giveaway for this cruise from Magic Meats, and you guys won this in 2000.
Not the last one.
Oh wait,
the year before, the fifth one.
Right. Oh wait, 2008. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, now we're starting to move, and you know, it's exciting. Where are you guys eating dinner tonight for the first time? Is it Triton's?
I'm not sure. I think it's Triton. Yes.
Triton's. Yeah. So we're all one nice thing about Reunion is that we're all on the same dining schedule, which is nice. So that we're all, you know, we're not all sitting together at the same table. But we all are together. We're all going to be in the same area. So that's nice. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, you get to see other people there. So, you know, you always get to, you know, spend some time together. And did you guys book anything, any like massages or?
Yes. What was it called? A spa taster or something like that on Wednesday.
So cruise price just went up a couple hundred.
It sure did. About $140 extra plus a gratuity, right?
But I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
I deserve it, right?
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
Right. That's true. Good point.
I know where my bread is buttered.
Well, thank you so much for spending your time here, and enjoy the rest of your cruise. I'm sure we'll see you guys very soon. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
See you later.
So we're standing here with Janine. One of our – sorry, Fred. Our listeners demanded Janine time. How are you, Janine?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. We're
I can't hear.
Wait, who are you in communication with the Bluetooth?
Oh, I was calling home before we lost all the cell signal, and it became like $90 a minute. So.
Oh, is that how much the cell?
Isn't your mom here?
She was. People were asking me what happened to the body. I get the feeling it was probably a little windy for her, and she went back to. Yeah.
Wow, very nice. So yeah, are you seeing the show tonight, Janine?
Yeah, planning on it.
Which show is tonight?
It's the Golden Mickeys.
Is that your favorite of them all, or do you like the one with the girl and the Dream Along with Mickey, or Dreams, Disney Dreams?
You know, that's the award-winning one. That one, I have a little bit of a creepy feeling just because that 40-year-old Peter Pan that always says he stands by her window and listens at night. But the Golden Mickeys is a lot of fun. It's a nice show.
So Golden Mickeys would probably be your favorite?
No, actually, we used to really like the Hercules show, and then they replaced it with the Toy Story one.
Yeah.
And
that, of course, that one's going to Disneyland now. So you get to see it all the time.
As much as we want.
Did you like the Aladdin show at Disneyland?
Yeah, it was a pretty good production. Again, I'm not sure it was like the absolute favorite one. I actually kind of think I like the Beauty and the Beast one over at the studios better than that one. But
well, everything's better at the studios. You should know that, Janine.
Well, I'm sure that that's a common opinion.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time, Janine, and enjoy calling your parents or calling whomever you're calling. Your mom is
whatever
here.
Is you
yeah,
call.
And we'll try to fish your mom out for you.
Oh, that'd be good.
Thanks, Janine. Yeah, things getting started over here, and hi, Annette. Annette's waving to us.
I'm waving. I know we're podcasting. I'm waving. Oh, are we live? Was I on webcam? Waving? Oh.
Yeah, having a good time, and you know, we got some lot of things planned over here, and we're gonna.
I'm going to the spa. My first time ever going to the spa.
Are you really?
On the spa.
When are you going?
It's so pathetic. Castaway day, because I'm not going to Castaway. I'm going to go to the spa.
Why aren't you going to Castaway?
Tell everybody how many times you've been on this.
Okay, I'm platinum. I've been on the ship 5 times. This is my 5th time this year, and yes, I have a problem. I've never been to the spa on the ship.
So when are you going to the spa?
I'm going Castaway.
I mean, what are you getting? What are you getting done?
I'm doing a sampler. So I'll be up there for about 2 hours. Can't wait.
See my wife.
Because we're doing a show in Nassau, and I couldn't do it then because of the show. I'm very dedicated, Matt.
I can see. yeah. So the see, my wife is right now in the getting a massage right now. So it must be a common thing. It must be a thing going around that all the women are like, "Ooh, you know, this would be a good trip to get a massage." You could have gone now.
I need it now.
So go now. Go now. We need you at Castaway. We don't need you now.
Oh. That was mean.
I gotta get back at her somehow.
You know the upside down you?
Yes.
We're chunking you off the ship. It has nothing to do with saving you.
Very good. Oh man. So we're out. I mean, I think we're out of the. Yeah,
no,
we're
not taking the podcast to the spa. Yes. No, Janine just.
That'd be a great idea. Brilliant. We'll just keep on asking. How's it feel, Annette? How's it feel?
Somehow or another, that's gonna take all the relaxation right away. I do believe.
Our first explicit rating.
Oh no!
It just became an NC-17.
We see. Yeah, we're out of port now. I mean, we've come.
We're at sea.
We're at sea. Okay. And still have cell phone coverage, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna be cutting it down.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna wrap things up over here, and don't forget our next show is gonna be tomorrow at 2:00 p.m. Eastern time. And it's going to be right here on Mouse World Radio for you to listen to. And it's going to be a lot of fun going to Nassau and enjoying the festivities over there. So thank you for joining us over here. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow live from Nassau. For Lunch Tests on Mike's Open with Mike Newell, the fabulous Annette Owens, and Becky Menken, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.